So when it comes to changes within the district this school year, first of all, you know, are there new teachers, new administrators?
We actually have four principals, three of which are new to the district, one which is moving from an assistant principal position in another building to a principalship in a neighboring building, and some new assistant principals. So we have about 55 new teachers and then the six new administrators.
And when it comes to what happens within the classroom this school year, are there any real apparent changes for students?
Well, I think that, you know, we continue to work on the key components of our strategic plan. You know, so we're working hard on the academic achievement by providing high quality and high reliability instruction with differentiated supports. The idea for us is to kind of create a climate of mass customization where, you know, we have a variety of different support structures for kids regardless of where they're at, as I said. So for our peak students, building on their strengths, for our students who are, you know, needing reteaching in a certain area, our students who have the need for second language instruction, we try to really make sure that we have more and more structures and intervention support pieces in place so that regardless of where your child is and what they need, we have a program or a structure to be able to meet that. Another piece that's probably that students will really notice right away is working on the habits of a scholar and really creating an intentional program that teaches culture and character. And we've identified five key skills that we do preschool through 12th grade in terms of executive functioning, you know, those kind of time management, organizational, work ethic type skills, compassion, so kids are respectful of each other and treat each other with dignity and respect, enthusiasm and zest for learning, persistence, that kind of grit and resilience and dogged determination we want all our kids to have, and then teamwork, really being able to work together with each other. So all of our schools are promoting those habits of a scholar and a strong culture and climate for learning.